Okay, here is read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. The body camera footage released yesterday in the Sterling Brown case shows that Milwaukee police were confrontational from the start of the incident. Brown was arrested in January after police approached him in a drugstore parking lot. The footage shows police approaching Brown, throwing him to the pavement, and tasing him. Milwaukee Police Chief Alfonso Morales said that officers acted inappropriately and have been disciplined. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Wisconsin State Representative Leon Young has announced that he will not seek re-election. The former police officer was first elected to the State Assembly in 1992. He already filed paperwork to run for re-election, but was told 2 weeks ago by Milwaukee County Supervisor Supreme Moore Omokunde that he was planning to run for Young's seat. Representative Young said he plans to return to a job with the Milwaukee Police Department. And if you're looking for a way to cool the kids off this weekend, two of Milwaukee County Park's aquatic centers will be open for business. Cool Waters Family Aquatic Park in Greenfield Park in West Allis will be open Saturday, Sunday, and Monday from 10 to 6. And the David F. Schultz Aquatic Center in Lincoln Park near 13th and Hampton will be open from noon to 6 on Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Americans for Prosperity, the conservative group funded by the Koch brothers, has announced it will be running an ad campaign for Republican Congressman Glenn Grothman. The congressman is seeking his third term for Wisconsin's 6th Congressional District, which covers suburban and rural areas north and west of Milwaukee. Democrat Dan Cole of Mequon is expected to face Grothman in the general election in November. And attorneys for Arrowhead High School have filed a motion seeking to dismiss a lawsuit brought by a student who was suspended from the soccer team for having a party where underage students were drinking alcohol. The attorneys say the complaint is baseless. The student says her civil rights were violated and says she did not possess, consume, or supply any alcohol at the party. Here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Environmental groups are raising concerns about the first petroleum shipments to leave the port of Milwaukee in more than a decade. The port is home to a newly refurbished liquid cargo pier that could boost petroleum shipments significantly. The pier recently underwent a $3.6 million upgrade, with $2.9 million coming from the state. Environmental groups are also concerned about the possibility of a plant to convert tires into energy at the pier. And the Brewers are off to their best start after 50 games in the club's history. They swept the Diamondbacks with a win yesterday 9-2. They are now 31-19 and in first place, 3 games ahead of the second place Pirates. The Crew starts a 4-game series with the Mets tonight at Miller Park. Okay, here's the weather forecast. Outside this afternoon, sunshine, then mostly clear tonight, lows around 60 degrees. Tomorrow, mostly sunny with a slight chance of an afternoon shower. Highs in the mid-80s in Milwaukee, low 80s in Madison. And then Saturday, mostly sunny with highs in the mid-80s. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.